Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us. I have to shift into travel mode here. We've already been on the air for 1 hour. For those of you who missed it, we start at 11.05 a.m., and the first hour of the show is a local event show, tell you about what's going on. We gave some prizes away. We gave tram passes to Randy, and we have a prize for this hour, too, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. We'll get there later on. Okay, Sean Flanagan is in the boardroom. Sean, all right, here we are.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you with us. Today's show is presented by, well, frankly, if you weren't with us, we wouldn't be on the air. So, yeah, it is good to have you with us.
We almost weren't. I'm surprised I handled that so well.
Yeah. All right. Today's show is presented by Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa, only 90 minutes away for total relaxation, golf, spying, hiking, and the list goes on, and star-studded evenings. So check it out. Their golf course has been closed for scalping, and I will find out exactly when it's open, but definitely get on out there. Make your reservations now for the 52nd annual Borrego Days Desert Festival happening October 20th through 22nd. All right, we have a new sponsor of the show, and that's Expert Repairs, top level at the Westfield Mall. They fix eyeglasses and all sorts of things, ring sizing, you name it. So go on over there and tell Joseph that we said hello here at Traveling with Françoise. And if you want to call the show, you can always do that at 760-440-8255. So much to talk about. Mother Nature is one of the darn things we need to talk about. But our Nashville show, I'm going to go do one final cut. Cameraman Steve has been just working away on this show. I mean, he's been locked in the house. Sean, you and cameraman Steve ought to meet because you two like to lock yourself in the house and work on the computer.
It's just you know what it is? It's just a task. It's the task.
Yeah. You guys have become obsessed with it. Which actually I'm very excited about because he is excited about the show. So I'm gonna take a peek at it one more time today, and it should start airing this Thursday. Unless Hurricane Irma does something in New York, because we have to send it to closed captioning, which I don't think so, because I don't think she's going quite that far up. But if all goes well, then it will start airing on Thursday. So I'm really excited about it. Yesterday on KESQ, I was not there. We'll be back next week. And I think what we'll do is talk to Allie about her recent trip to Croatia. I need to get in touch with her and see. I'm sure she'll be happy to talk about it. Plus, we're going to give away the 2-night stay at the West Inn and Suites in Carlsbad. So this is your last week to go to the website and sign up for that trip. And we're going to be giving that away on KESQ next Saturday morning. So go to travelingwithfrancoise.com. And while you're there, you can see all of our past television episodes, which airs on Thursdays at noon on Fox 11 and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11. So this will be episode 9. I have a couple more episodes already waiting for us to film. So, whew, wow. We should have a party just for that. When we get to number 10.
Any party's a party.
Yeah, just to celebrate. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the world of travel. Some things of note before we get into our industry news. I did go to the Travel Club of the Desert, their meeting. That was on Wednesday. They have one a month. It's a free meeting, and they talk about all sorts of things, including upcoming trips. They have one to see the tulips, and I think it's February. They have one to China. They have trips going all over the world. So, again, you want some help there, just go to Adult Customized Tours, and they will certainly help you out. Their link is on the website. Now, it was with Adult Customized Tours that the Nashville trip is all about, and the Nashville trip was sort of based around the solar eclipse, but not really. There was a lot of other things going on. But now, did we talk about this last week about the people suing Amazon for the faulty glasses?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, you know, I don't think we did. There's a South Carolina couple who is suing Amazon. They purchased the glasses that we watch, all those little, you know, flimsy little glasses for the solar eclipse. They purchased them from Amazon. Now they're saying that their eyes were damaged. They have a central blind spot. All these things are going on. They're suing Amazon, which at first I thought, oh, come on.
But was Amazon the seller? I mean, Amazon is really a middleman more than anything.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Amazon had a recall for the glasses.
Oh.
Some of the glasses that they sold, and these people never got the recall. So Amazon probably will have some responsibility there. That because they had sold unverified eclipse glasses the month before. And the glasses had to have all this UVA reading and all this sort of stuff. And really, it would be easy. I accidentally did it. I'm sitting there staring at the solar eclipse, and I pull the glasses off.
Just, not even thinking. You're trying to get a better look.
Yeah, because I was because I was going to look down. But before I looked down, I pulled the glasses off, and just for a split second, I went, "Oh!" And even then, I had blue dots in front of my eyes for just. So it would be easy because you're sitting there staring at these things with the glasses, and it would be easy to make your own mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, just out of habit.
Yeah, right. So I don't know what's going to happen with this, but that is kind of sad too, though. That I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure Amazon will be covered. All right, we had the massive earthquake in Mexico. Oh, I mean, that was an 8.1.
That's wild.
We have wildfires everywhere going on. We have wildfires in Idaho, Montana, Washington, Oregon, and California. We have wildfires in California. 2 weeks up north, it's been burning for 2 weeks in this little old mining town of Helena up by, I think it's Mount Shasta in that area. Then there's another one that's burning in, they have one in the western edge of the Sierra. And then they have another one that's burning in Madera, Mariposa, and Tulare counties. And that's where a lot of the wine country is. So we're having our guest is calling Karen. She'll be talking about the month of, September's wine month here in California. So many wildfires out here. These rains, though, have certainly helped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these downpours that we're getting, the firemen, they don't know what they would do without some of these rains. And
my mom
homes.
Told me that it's raining ashes where she was at. It was just snowing. Just ash coming from the sky. She's in Vancouver. She's in Washington.
Oh, she's in Washington.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't you have family in Oregon?
Just in Portland, right across the river, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because they had, of course, they had Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. That's on fire.
That's the one that's affecting my mom. They're right off the Columbia River.
Oh, that's terrible. And some of these fires, I heard one was started by a kid goofing around.
I can see that.
Another one was started, though, by a hawk that caught a snake and ran into the electrical poles.
What?
Yes.
Really?
And the snake, the hawk was dead on the ground, fried.
Right.
And was still holding on to the snake, dead.
Well, I was going to say, how do they even find that out? Because it just sounds like such a weird freak accident. It's like, how do you even find that?
Because they can narrow down where these fires start.
I know, and I think that's
and they
so
found
interesting.
On the ground, this fried hawk still holding on to the snake. And I guess were some of the down power lines. I guess what it did, when it ran into the lines, I'm not sure what happened.
Right.
But it maybe
was a spark or something.
Spark two lines together or something. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure.
I'm telling you, I feel like the fire science, whatever it's called, it's like magic to me. I don't understand how it is they find out what they find out.
But they did. They said that was the cause of it. They found the one with the cause of a kid just goofing around. Now, this crazy thunder and lightning that we've had.
That woke me up, yeah.
Just this last year, we've heard of a palm tree
hit
by lightning, a home. Hit by lightning.
Yep.
Just the other day, another home was hit by lightning and started a fire. This is kind of unusual. I don't remember so many ground strikes by lightning.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah. People say it's not Mother Nature. It has to do with the global warming, of course, which I do think is part of it. The sea is up in temperature, which causes hurricanes.
Right.
And they said that cool level above, the fires are also, so many fires going on are putting something in the air that also makes that cool level that we're supposed to have dissipate and become warmer. So now these hurricanes are sandwiched between warm water and warm air, which is a bad thing.
Yeah, sounds like a bad thing.
Really
That's why
bad.
They're getting so strong.
Ah, jeez. So much craziness going out there. And then, of course, roadways. With fires, you have to plan your trips a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if roadways are going to be closed.
The mudslides.
Mudslides, landslides, Big Sur up in the Central Coast. They're saying now they planned to build a road over the mudslide. They say the mudslide is so massive on Highway 1 and it's so unstable, the ground there, which how are they going to build a road over it on stable?
If it's not stable, yeah. That
doesn't
make any sense.
But that's the plan now. There's a quarter mile there of the highway, which they've had to shut off a large portion of the highway because of that, where more than 1 million tons of rock and earth slipped down the slope. In the winter, and they say this is going to cost about $40 million.
Wow.
To fix this, to put a road. Of course, Big Sur is, a dream for travelers to drive along, only to a point, though. Okay, I'm going to be honest. That road gets really, really windy, and yes, the views are spectacular.
Right.
However, if you're driving,
you can't enjoy them if you need to watch a road.
Yeah, it's a two-lane highway.
Right.
Then you get stuck behind an RV or something that can't go fast because of all the wine. Not that you're supposed to go fast, but can't even go at a moderate pace because there's so many winds and turns in the road that driver is on high alert. That I don't know. I'm exhausted.
Are there a lot of viewpoints?
No, because of all the cliffs.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because those are normally nice, but then they're hard because of getting in and out of them.
How do you pull over from the opposite side and get to one? There are viewpoints, but it's exhausting. It's almost an exhausting road to go. I think they should just say no RVs on it at all.
Or just a double-decker bus.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It is spectacular, though. Spectacular. Okay. On that note, let's step aside. Then when we come back, we're going to talk about what is going on in the world of travel. I have a lot of industry news happening. How is Hurricane Irma affecting different areas, where our travel warnings are, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. There you go. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. I want to give a shout out to a couple people. I don't know. I should have the text line going, Sean, because we're getting all these texts here on my end. I want to give one shout out to Valley Harvey. Valley, so great to know that you're listening to the show. And Sean, you took her place, and she says you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you, and hello to her, too. Yeah. She doesn't know, but I used to work with her.
All right. Well, she probably does know. And then we want to give a shout-out to Tony Q. Remember our knife and scissors sharpener who went into the hospital for major surgery?
Yeah.
And he is doing very well.
It's awesome.
So hi to Tony. And then to Steve, cameraman Steve. He is listening to the show as well, while he's probably still working on the Nashville show.
He's getting himself all the way in the zone.
He's waiting for me to come over this afternoon, but I know I'm so excited. I know I'm going to love it. Anyway, we work very well together, so a shout out to him as well. So now let's get down to some industry news, which is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. They offer free one-on-one appointments with low vision consultants who really, really help you out there. Their audio library has over 100,000 titles on digital audio and is free to those with vision loss and other physical disabilities. So definitely take advantage of what the Braille Institute has to offer. They are in Rancho Mirage. They are on Ramon Road. Give them a call, 760-321-1111. Don't wait. If you're having some sort of vision loss, please don't wait. Take care of it now. Do it now. All right, later on in the show, I do have a $25 gift card. I'm not going to tell you where, but this is for someone who's never won on the show. So it's a restaurant card. Yes, so we'll be giving that away a little bit later on the show, and that number you're going to call is 760-440-8255. All right, Delta rolls out new credit cards. Yes, wait, is that where I wanted to start? Okay, we'll just go with this. Delta rolls out new credit cards, a frequent flyer credit card with no annual fee, and it's part of an effort to court new customers to the increasingly lucrative market for airline-branded credit cards. I need to sit back. We all need to sit back and look at our credit cards. Every time you go into Costco, they tell you to upgrade to this or that, which I get annoyed about that and say, no, thanks, I'm fine. But I am wondering if I am not getting the most out of my credit cards. Because first of all, I forget to use the points that are there.
Yeah, I don't even know if I have points. Yeah. I'm sure I do, and I don't even know it.
Yeah, I probably have 60,000 or more points, and I forget to use them, and I have to go online, and I have to find out what's available, and I just don't think to do it. So maybe I should have a card that gets me some sort of Sky Miles or whatnot for traveling. You would think so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Being a traveler. But I haven't done it yet, so shame on me. But yeah, maybe we all should sit back and see what our credit cards offer us.
Because it's a lot of research, though.
It does.
That's the hard
part.
You have to understand, like, you're going into, like, research.
Yeah, and then I have to do this online, and I've had so much fraud problems in the last several years. I don't do anything like that online.
Right.
So that means I have to open an online account. I don't know. But look at your credit card, folks, and see if you're getting the most out of it. Maybe Delta can offer you something. All right. AAA launches a new best of designation. Yes, AAA has added a new designation called best of for its diamond rated establishments. To qualify, these hotels and restaurants must have no member complaints in the past 12 months, and ratings that rank in the top 20% for their diamond rating level. Additionally, hotels must have an A rating for cleanliness, cleanliness and condition. So this is the best of designation by AAA. So that is interesting. I think it's a good thing. I mean, it doesn't say it has to be a high-end hotel, you know, a luxury spa. You just have to qualify with all the other things. The restaurants must have no member complaints. In the past 12 months, that's a long time.
That is a very long time.
In 12 months. So good for AAA. I do think, you know, that people love to say that they have an A rating, AAA rating. They've won all these awards. You know, businesses really thrive on that, to be able to brag about their awards. So AAA is going to make it even tougher for them to get that award. So again, good for them. All right, some more industry news. Who has travel warnings out there? Most of these are due to the hurricanes. There is a warning, of course, in the Bahamas. There's a warning in Cuba. There's a warning in the Dominican Republic. There's a warning in Haiti. They have a travel alert in Europe, which is just standard right now after all the terrorism problems they've had. They also have a warning in Kenya right now. If you are going to Kenya, there is travel warning unrest because of the latest political election. So there are travel warnings out there. Here is a little bit of news about the hurricane here. I didn't even realize this. It says, once the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration gives a hurricane a name, any client looking to purchase travel insurance for a spot in the path of that hurricane will not be covered.
Right, because it's not insurance anymore. It's something that's going to happen.
Yeah, did you know this? I didn't realize this.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem is that's what happens with a lot of the stuff, you know, mm-hmm. with the floods that are coming and all that. You have to get insurance expecting the unexpected.
All right, so I guess you just have to jump into the insurance before you even, right when you get your trip, just get the insurance because it's it. Like I said, once it has a name, that's it. Your insurance won't. You can't buy insurance for that. It says each insurance plan has different stipulations, such as allowing an insured traveler to cancel a trip to a location under a NOAA, a hurricane warning, only after the plan has been in effect for at least 2 weeks. So there are stipulations. I went to get my eyes checked the other day, and my optometrist had planned a trip to the Bahamas.
Right.
Normally they go to Hawaii. This year they want to do something different. Now his wife is just she's breaking down saying, is our trip going to be canceled?
Right.
Some of the places they went to have been devastated.
Right.
However, on the flip side of these island travel destinations, they tend to rebound quickly.
Right.
Because that's what they make a living on, is tourism.
Yeah, their tourism is tourism. That's it, yeah.
So they tend to sort of shove a lot of the junk off to the side, get the resorts open.
Push everything under the rug.
Right, exactly. Get the mainland part open so to get those tours back in there, then deal with the carnage later.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But cruise lines have changed multiple itineraries to move cruises out of the projected path of Hurricane Irma. You're seeing a lot of this online, which is moving by Cuba now. It's going so slow. You know, I talked about, I was watching, last night I was reading with the Weather Channel on mute, just watching the hurricane track. You said Janet has had the Weather Channel on for a week.
Yeah, the channel keeps going over there. Like, it will change for a little bit, and it's like, let's go see what's back. I mean, it's been a lot.
Well, and Jack has commented several times saying, I cannot believe how slow this hurricane is moving. Everyone's talking about how slow the hurricane is moving. Of course, it has been through most of the islands. Now it's on its way to Florida. And then usually when it hits land, it kind of breaks it up in a sense.
Right.
Right now they say it's gaining speed because it's in that ocean area.
Right. It's getting strength.
But when you think about how gigantic in scope this hurricane is, the eye is moving really, really fast.
Right.
But all the surrounding all the way out to the far end is moving very slow.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it's so massive. So anyway, cruise ships are trying to dodge all this and still keep the people going on cruises. A lot of people are going on the other sides of the islands that haven't really been affected that much by the hurricanes. But Carnival, MSC, Divina, Magic, Splendor, all these Norwegian Escape, Norwegian Cruise Lines, they have all been either cutting their trips shorter or trying to get them, move them to their areas that's not affected by the hurricane. But, you know, it's not that easy. They're trying to outrun a hurricane. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway. But most privately owned campgrounds and RV parks in Florida, are they been evacuated? I would hope so. An estimated 500 to 600 parks have been evacuated. They say there are some safe areas, though, northwest Florida and Alabama, that are accepting evacuees. So there are places for people to go. This just really is quite astounding. And I think with our change in weather, it's not the end of all this. All right. Of course, we have had the 8.1 magnitude earthquake off with an epicenter off of the coast of Mexico, caused damage on the mainland, including a hotel. The Enel and Matias Romero Oaxaca was split in half by the earthquake. Split in half.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That is something.
Wow. That just doesn't even seem...
It doesn't seem. So if you're going
something
down
possible
to Oaxaca, I would check on your hotel first. All right. Talking about hotels, anchoring the $400 million down... And this was in my travel news. The $400 million downtown Palm Springs revitalization project is the new Kimpton Rowan Palm Springs. Features the city's first and only rooftop pool, 6 luxury cabanas, 2 restaurants, 2 bars, and stunning views of the San Jacinto Mountains and desert landscape. So that was nice to read in our travel news that was out there to all the agents across the United States. So $400 million project downtown Palm Springs.
That's crazy.
Let's see. United Airlines has joined with Amazon to allow Amazon Echo users to do flight check-ins and get flight status updates via their smart speaker there. And digital savvy millennials who turn to agents for their travel needs still use travel apps, though. They're using both now. Remember when they thought the age of travel agents would be gone or tour operators? Well, now people are realizing the value of all of it, and they're using their apps, and they're also using travel agents. So that is a good news for the very good news for the business. Now, I have information about your earthquake preparedness kit, but we really don't have time to go into that now because we're going to go into our bottom of the hour news update, national and local news. So we're going to step into that. When we come back, we should be talking to Karen McNeil, and she is going to tell us about September being California Wine Month. So maybe that's a good way to just sit there and watch the Weather Channel, do it with a glass of wine. We'll find out more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. All right, maybe dealing with wildfires. I do not know up in the area. We're just going to hold off and see if Karen McNeil gives us a call. But right now, I want to give you a reminder that the Salton Sea, the state recreation area, is looking for volunteers for the upcoming season. I actually am doing the video for the Visitor Center. Myself and Cameron Steve will be putting their new video together for their Visitor Center there at the Salton Sea State Recreation Area. If you would like to be a volunteer and help out during the season, you do go through the state to do this. The information is on the Traveling with Francoise website, and they will help you out. I mean, they'll teach you all the ropes and let you know what you need, and they do get quite a few volunteers because the Salton Sea gets so many visitors now every year. There's so much attention towards it that they're getting, especially our European travelers. They want to see what this Salton Sea is all about, and they're going out there amazed at what they see in the middle of the ocean. So, or middle of the desert, not middle of the ocean. This ocean in the middle of the desert. There, how does that go? Anyway, again, the information is on travelingwithfrancoise.com. Also, I want to give you a heads up about Borrego Days, October 20th through 22nd. So many things are happening out there. We have 2 local bands, the Coachella Valley High School Band and the Desert Hot Springs Marching Band will both be marching in the parade. We have street luge. We have skateboard. We have, of course, a festival in Christmas Circle. I will be there the entire time. I'll be emceeing the parade. I really hope you all come out. It's only 90 minutes from Palm Springs, 70 minutes from Palm Desert. You can either spend the night, a couple nights. They're going to have entertainment at night in town on Friday and Saturday night. They're going to have entertainment at Christmas Circle. So much happening at the Borrego Days Desert Festival. Again, October 20th through 22nd. Stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. Check out their website. Book now because a lot of people, it's going to be filled up. And it's getting closer before before you know it. So, again, lots of things. And that is BoregoSpringsResort.com to book your stay at the resort. And for Borrego Days, you can just go put BoregoDays.com, and that will pop up. Go to their Facebook page as well. So a lot of fun things coming up here close to the Coachella Valley. Now, whale watching. The whales soon will be migrating back up. Wait, no, back down. They went up for the summer, up into Alaska. Now they're coming back down to go to Mexico. So migration should be going on just about now. And if you want to go whale watching or sport fishing, call Dana Wharf Whale Watching. Again, their information is on the Traveling with Francois website. But DanaWharf.com, it's that simple. Adult Customized Tours, they have a lot of stuff coming up in 2018. So you can go to their website, which is ACT-Tours.com, and check it out. We're going to have Stephen Lalo on in a week or so, I think, to talk about their safari that they went on. In fact, they were in Kenya, where there's a travel warning going on right now. So we'll find out a little bit more how that went for them. So definitely want to be, of course, they're in a travel business, more so than I am. I just love to travel. And he went, and he says sometimes those warnings scare a lot of people away, and they're really, it's just too much hype. Even though the government has to do that, he said sometimes it's really scares a lot of people away, and it shouldn't. So, it's like here.
Yeah, it's just it's like particular areas.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a CYA.
Right.
That's what it is.
Look at how many times people, businesses really suffer when the weather, our weathermen and women, when they say it's going to be pouring in Palm Springs,
right.
People decide not to go to Palm Springs.
Yep.
And the businesses suffer. Now, they're right sometimes. Sometimes they're not right. Yeah.
You kind of have to. Tough.
If you look up and it's sunny, I don't think it's going to be raining. Yeah. You never know. Anyway, we do have a prize to give away. We have a $25 gift card to any Kaiser Restaurant Group restaurant, which is Jackalope, Kaiser Grill downtown Palm Springs. They have a couple others as well. And Jackalope, I said Jackalope. And if you would like that, first of all, you can never have won on the show. I want this to be a first-time winner. And all you need to do is call us at 760-440-8255. At 760-440-8255. I try to always encourage these people that have listened for so many years that just don't call in. We had Lynn call in last week, and she just watches everything, TV, KSQ segment, our Fox TV show. She listens to this show, and she just has not called in. And so please pick up the phone, 760-440-8255. We have a $25 gift card for you for any Kaiser Group restaurant here in the Coachella Valley. Now, a couple weeks ago, I wanted to talk to you about our hotel key cards. And we've started this conversation several times. We never get there. This time, we are going to accomplishment. It says here, every once in a while, an email or Facebook posting makes the rounds, sounding alarms about the supposed danger of used hotel key cards. I don't really collect them. I just kind of throw them in my bag. And when I get home, I stick them in a drawer because I sort of like to look at them for ideas. I usually end up with two cards. I ask for two cards so I can keep one in the card or one in my wallet. And then the other one, I just try to throw away. But we've all been worried, and I've been one that have been saying this before, about what kind of information is on our key cards. They say there's really nothing on them except a field number, a room number, and a field number. And that's embedded in the card. They say the only thing we do have to be careful about. Now, here's the bad news is, there are some, I guess, machines out there that with a few keystrokes, they can make a copy of your card if you leave it laying around before they have locked your card out. So there are people out there that have a machine, they can get the card, and if you leave it laying around somewhere, they can make, and they can go back into that hotel room. They can clone your card, basically. But that has to be done in such a time that either you're still there, or if you've gone, it really doesn't make any difference. So here's the deal. With your key cards, there's really not enough information on there for anybody to do anything with. They say don't worry about it because they have to reprogram all these cards to go to the next guest. So don't worry about it. I don't know, but they say don't give your key card to anybody while you're there, though. Don't leave it laying around where someone might make a copy. That's the key. So if you're going out of the room, take both your key cards with you, but don't worry about someone finding out your Social Security and all that kind of information on it. All right. Sean, do we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Caroline in Sky Valley.
Okay. Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
I am just fine.
Well, great. You just won a $25 gift card to any one of the Kaiser Group restaurants.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Really wonderful.
So how is the weather in Sky Valley?
Well, the weather is pretty good today.
Okay.
They said we would have showers, but as of yet, we don't see any sign of them.
Okay. It's beautiful up in Sky Valley. I love going up that way, and it's just really nice. And you have, of course, the Oasis, and just gorgeous in that area. Now, Caroline, yes. I have to ask you, though, yesterday and Friday and Saturday, we had these crazy showers. I mean, huge downpours come through Palm Springs, come through Palm Desert. Did you have any of those downpours, and there was flash flood warnings happening in Sky Valley?
There were flash flood warnings, but we got some rain, but we didn't really have the downpours. And we went into the hospital to visit a friend, mm-hmm. and it had really poured down in Rancho Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty free of any kind of, serious rainfall.
Isn't that something? Because we have that little mountain range that sort of breaks it apart here. And sometimes
yes.
it's just enough to keep the weather on one side or the other. Well, good. I'm glad for you. But we needed the rain, and Mother Nature's giving us a little bit, but the ground soaked it up as quickly as it fell, pretty much within 5 minutes.
Well, we can be thankful we're not getting what the East Coast is getting.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. We love our desert, don't we? Well, Caroline,
we do.
Thank you so much for calling the show. Make sure, stay on the line. Make sure Sean has all of your information, and I will get that out in the mail to you tomorrow.
Okay, great. All thank right. you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. Well, that was Caroline. Very nice. I very much enjoyed talking to Caroline, and thank you for taking, picking up the phone and calling, because some people just are a little nervous about being on the air, but don't be. We always have a good time while we're on the air. So remember, we gave that away. I do have my emergency preparedness kit information in front of me. I'm going to go over it real quick for you. I know you probably get tired of people telling you about this, but this is according to the Red Cross, and they do buy those kits out there. Some of these you can make in a mini travel kit that you should have with you anyway. So water, 1 gallon per person, food, non-perishable, easy to prepare items, a flashlight, battery-powered or hand-crank radio, extra batteries, first aid kit, glasses, multi-purpose tool, copies of personal documents, a cell phone with chargers. Get those little solar chargers so you can put them outside and let the sun, charge up your phone with the solar. Family emergency contact information, extra cash, emergency blanket, maps of the area. On TV, there, of course, we've been watching the Weather Channel, most of us just glued to watching Irma just cruise through the area wherever she decides to go. And then there's Jose following Irma. One tip, I've been thinking about this darn tip. It really stuck in my head. It was on one of the news programs. They said to fill up your wash machine with ice and then put bottled waters and items in there that need to stay cold. I like the idea, but then they said the water is made to run out of the wash machine. But I would not want, if I was in an emergency situation, I wouldn't want the water to run out. Maybe it's only if you turn it on, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we'll just leave if I pour water in it. I didn't test this to see. But wouldn't we want to save that water, that ice that turned into water, and use it to boil it and reuse it? I don't know. I wasn't sure about that tip. I was a little confused on that one. Why would we put some water in a container that would drain the water out when if we're in an emergency situation, we want to save that water? I am not sure. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. And when we come back, we have more travel news to talk about and some more places that are having events going on outside of this area. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts. They're all over the Coachella Valley and beyond. We learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff, whether it's for our homes, RVs, boats, and life in general. So where do you take those new or gently used items? You take them to Angel View. Your donation helps to fund the many programs Angel View offers its clients with life-changing disabilities. For more info or to contact any Angel View Mart near you, visit angelview.org. That's angelview.org. And we want to thank all our sponsors on Traveling with Françoise. And remember, when you go to one of our sponsors' establishment, please tell them that you heard about them on the show. And if you know of someone who you think would really fit with Traveling with Francoise as a sponsor. I do own this show, along with the TV show. Those are mine. Yep, I'm owner-operated. You can go to the website. There's a lot of contact information there. They can get a hold of me, and I'd certainly love to talk to them. Right, I want to just give you a heads up on California. It is California Wine Month going on right now. And for more information, go to discovercaliforniawines.com/California Wine Month and hear all about it. And when I'm looking at the areas here, a lot of it is up there right now where the fires are happening. So I certainly am going to figure that something with Karen probably is going on. So, oh gosh, I hate to hear that because they have such beautiful wineries up in that area. Just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are like castles. It's incredible.
That's what I like. I like the ones that like they do. They have like kind of that castle vibe. Well,
some of them are just reproductions of a castle. They brick by brick, they've actually copied an entire European castle for their vineyards and for their wine tasting rooms and all that. It's really something. All right, what else do we have news wise? Here's a few other things that are going on. September. What do I want to talk to? Oh, here it is. Joshua Tree National Park Free Day happens on the 30th. Of this month. So mark that down. Joshua Tree National Park Free Day, entrance day, you don't have to pay to get in, happens again on the 30th. Do you know that last year Joshua Tree National Park had 2.5 million visitors? 2.5 million visitors.
I don't think I've ever been up there.
Oh, you haven't been up
there? I need to be one of those 3 point something next year.
There you go. 2.5. Isn't that what I said? 2.5 million. But I don't know how people, you know, there was that couple that got lost.
Oh,
it's been all over the news. They found their car, and it's on a loop maze, and no, they cannot find this couple.
Yeah.
It's just, and they've had so many people out there with rescue, search and rescue dogs, and for helicopters, and they cannot find this young couple. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Well, we hope they do find them. Here is the People's Choice. Top 4 trips of a lifetime. Of a lifetime. Right here. This is from one of my travel magazines. I get all these different magazines that travel agents get. And I love them because I get to see what's going on out there and see how a travel agent thinks and what they're promoting and what they're not promoting. But anyway, they took this huge survey, and these are the top 4 trips of a lifetime by their customers. The customers voted for all these. One of them is the Canadian Rockies by train. It says the rails whisk you luxuriously away through breathtaking scenery in the magnificent Canadian Rockies. They say embrace the nostalgia of a golden era, which I really enjoy train travel. Delight in having meals in elegant first class. Get the sleeping. If you want to do it right, get a sleeper car.
Right.
That really is the way to do it. Take a day trip on a train, but if you're going longer than a day, if you're spending a week on a train, if you don't have a sleeper car, it's going to be the most a sleeper cabin. It's not even the whole car. It's this little tiny cabin that has bunk beds and a restroom and a shower, a little sink, but your beds fold down into a table. It's so much fun because you're going along, you're looking out your window, you're playing cards, reading or whatever, and then you go have dinner and they stop at all these different stops, and they're not very long because the train does try to keep on a really tight schedule. So if you get off and the whistle blows and you're not back on that train, you're shopping inside one of the train depots. You're in trouble. But it really is a lot of fun. I just loved it. But to do it right, you need to get your little sleeper cabin.
See, I've looked at it from going from here up to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I heard like even that short of a trip, which isn't that short, but they said that you need like kind of like a sleeper or else just...
Yeah.
I think it takes 2 days.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah. Or you're sleeping in your seat with the other people.
Yeah, they said it's a recliner, but it's not a super comfortable seat.
It's not. And you don't have your own little restroom.
Right.
After a while, everybody who's not taking it, anyway. But it's a lot of fun. So Canadian Rockies is right there up on the top 4. Also on the top 4 is traveling to Central and Eastern Europe, such as cities as Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Krakow, Warsaw. They have been drawing visitors for ages. They are some of Europe's most historic cities and are absolutely packed with picturesque landscapes, magnificent architecture, iconic landmarks, and old world charm. So that's another one. Also in the top 4 is national parks. Yeah. Soar with the eagles when you visit America's national parks, which are some of the most marvelous in the world. Explore the Grand Canyon, been there. Bryce Canyon, been there. Zion National Park, I've been there. Yellowstone, I've been there. Now, Bighorn and Mount Rushmore, I have not, and I really want to go to Mount Rushmore.
I think I've just been to Yellowstone. I think that's the only one I've been to.
Yeah. I think looking up at Mount Rushmore at the president's heads there.
I think that'd be cool.
I mean, just to sit there and stare at it and figure out how did these people do this? Of course, you know there's little holes in the eyes and the nose and where they can put little holes, people holes. There's sizes for people to get through and equipment when they need to somehow hang off and fix some of the stuff on there. But you can't get to them. I mean, they're all blocked. Otherwise, there'd be graffiti all over them people were. Yeah, but there's little holes that we can't really see, but that is for people to go in and out of. So anyway, I would love to go to Mount Rushmore one of these days. That's on my list, too. See, I have a list like everyone else. And they say don't forget your hiking shoes. You'll want to explore these locations on foot. They say it really is unspoiled splendor. And again, if it's anywhere near a wildfire, you need to check before. Of course, Yosemite had the torrential rains that washed out some roads, so they had road closures. So do your homework. We have so much access out there on the internet. Do your homework and make sure. So you want your trips to be a good one. And finally, the fourth one is Italy's treasures. Whether it's old world traditions and wonderful culture, cuisine, history, fashion, natural beauty, Italy is special to many people for different reasons. Few other countries boast so many legendary cities. There are also many charming hill towns and coastal villages that showcase Italy's amazing natural beauty. From the big cities to the small towns, there's always something exciting to see in Italy. We decided one year to go to Europe, and we spent a couple months there. We rented a car, traveled around to we stayed in Italy, went to France, went to Germany, went to Switzerland, came back down to Italy. We loved the coastline of Italy. The people were so nice. I mean, the entire trip was really something, quite something.
I think that it always sounds like fun. I had a friend that did that too, right after high school. Just did the backpack thing for a couple months, and
yeah, we stayed in hotels and drove a car, Sean.
No, he did backpack. He did backpacks and trains. Yeah. Actually, I have a couple of friends that ended up doing that.
And you can do it. And we did the train, and then we just found I have family and stuff, and wanted to visit, so we decided to change it up. I do a little bit of touristy, visit family, rent the car, and all that. But I've been to Europe a couple times in Italy. I have to say, and the food, the food was delicious. And in Europe, they do it different than here. You know, we plan, eating is an experience.
Right.
Here, we eat.
I just eat.
I'm to the point where I pretty much eat. I do, you know, it's an experience, but not like I don't have the time that they take.
Right.
I mean, dinner can be a 3-hour
event. That doesn't work.
Yeah, at night. And then lunch, they just close down. What? You wanted to buy something here at the shop? Well, sorry, we're going to go.
Sorry, everybody's at lunch.
Yeah, everyone's at lunch. So dining is a completely different experience. And I know they try to cater, especially to the American tourist, who is on the schedule. What, dinner's not at 5? You mean you don't even open the restaurant until 8?
Right. Yeah, I'm not used to it at all.
So there are lots of restaurants that do cater for those of you that want to stick to your American eating regimen there. But when you go, do as they do. I mean, embrace yourself in all the cultures of all the different places. And the food is delicious in Italy. In France, too, as well. France has good food. I'm trying to think, where have I been that I have not liked the food? I don't know, Jamaica. We spent a month in Jamaica, and I have to say, their jerk chicken and pork and their pepper pot soup, delicious. So
yeah.
I think everywhere we go, there are going to be foods we don't like, so we have to find out what we do like and enjoy those.
Yeah, and I think that people like different types of food, and when you go to the country that food came from, it should be good. It should taste.
I mean,
it's where we're getting it, you know, from here.
Yeah. I am not a big fan. I love the food in Mexico. Oh, their meats. I don't know what they do. Their meats down there. So delicious. I've never had a problem until I get home. I've said that over and over. But no, I think the one place I might have a little bit of a problem is India, because curry. I'm not a big fan of curry.
I'm not either. But you know what, though? I want to try it again.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm ready to try it again because I didn't like it before. And people were like, oh, how can you not like it? I'm like, okay, maybe I need to try it again.
Right. Maybe we didn't have cooked by someone who really knows how to cook it.
Right.
That's probably what it is. I mean, some restaurants, there's a lot of Indian restaurants, and I've heard rave reviews about, I don't know the names of them. We have a couple here in the Coachella Valley. I've heard great things about them, but it's like any other dish. If it's not cooked properly,
then
you're not going to like it. And so far, I guess I haven't had a dish with curry that I've really that's been cooked correctly and that I've loved. So anyway. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for this hour of the show. Remember, the Nashville show TV on Fox 11 should be out this week. I'm fingers crossed that in case Irma does something, but otherwise it will be airing on Fox 11 at noon on Thursdays, Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. We just ran our Carlsbad show. I will be on KXQ next Saturday morning. And I really, if I can get a hold of Alexandra, we're going to talk about her trip to Croatia. If not, we're probably going to talk about Jamaica. Next week on the show, I don't know. We have guests. All I know. We want to congratulate our winners today, Randy and Caroline. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate your support. And again, all our sponsors, we appreciate their support as well. So now it is watch our skies. We send all our prayers and thoughts to everybody in all these areas that have been devastated by hurricanes and floods and earthquakes. And we think about you often. Give all the time. I mean, we just do. You're in our thoughts and prayers. Give to the American Red Cross, please. I mean, they're the ones that you know exactly that help will be on the way because of what they're doing, the American Red Cross. Okay. On that note, that's about it. We're going to step aside. See you next time, folks. Sean, thanks for all your help. And as always, it's never too late to get a life. You guys have a good one. See you next time. Bye.
Money Radio also operates on